Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show. Alrighty, folks, on the Daily Financial News this morning for April 10th, we talked about the CPI readings. Each and every number was hotter than expected. And I want you to know that I really do believe that it is actually great news. I believe this entire inflation reading, it's actually going to be impactful and great news. But before we get into it, let's welcome the three amigos. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing super awesome. Excited to talk about inflation, point four.
There you go. There you go. Dion, how are you?
Howdy, I'm doing great. I actually feel bad that these high inflation ratings mean the richening continues.
The richening continues. So let's get into it. Let's get into why I think this high inflation reading is a good thing. And I really do see it as a series of dominoes that now will fall with pretty good certainty. So the first one that I see happening because of this is mortgage rates, the 30-year mortgage. It will stay over 7% for months,
yep,
if not quarters. And if you guys don't know, I do watch it daily. It has been fluctuating between sub 7, above 7 for the last 3 or 4 weeks. That is now over. We will be above 7% for the foreseeable future. Matt, what do you think of that?
Yes, that's exactly what I think about that. It's absolutely, it's Mike, when we talked about the beginning of the year, I remember we had a call very beginning of the year when they had first come out with the 7 rate cut thing. And I was like, you're an idiot if you believe that. Like, you clearly have zero experience in the real world. So, you know, now, and I said we might get to 2, mm-hmm, maybe 3, yeah, but the bigger issue is that's going to mean we're in real trouble, everybody.
Yeah. Careful what you wish for. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that means that we're going to be in real trouble. What do we continue to see? Low transaction volume, not a massive spring bump. I'm still, you know, watching all of our numbers, and we had great renewals. We had higher rental rates than what we had on a majority of our properties. So yeah, I mean, inflation is hot. I'm seeing it still everywhere. Like, the biggest thing is like a bargain meal for a family of 6 now is like $60.
Wow.
Like, you're lucky if you're less than $10 ahead. It's expensive. And that's with cheap. That's like fast food. That's not fast casual. That's fast food, period. That's tough, man. That's expensive.
Yeah. Dion, what do you think? Rates staying above 7 for the foreseeable future. Is that where we are?
So one of the things that I like about us is that we do some things very differently, right? Matt is just smarter than me, period. There's no question about
it. He's smarter than both of us, let's be clear.
And Mike, you're more educated than me. Hands, there's like no, those are incontrovertible.
Not even close, yeah.
I can't even say the words of those facts can't be disputed.
Yeah. Mm.
So I've never projected, here's what I think is going to happen in 6 months or a year, so here's the decision I'm going to make. I'm not smart enough to follow those predictions with anything, right? So I look at what's currently happening. Like I mentioned in an earlier video today, in 2020, you said, have you seen what's happening with rates? It wasn't, here's what's going to happen to rates in 6 months. So here's what I looked, okay, what's happening to rates today? Wow, I'm buying a triplex, right? Yeah. So I made a decision that day. So what I'm seeing right now is just like Matt, lease renewals, rent increases. I have a very small portfolio. I have 16 units. I'm adding a unit probably May 1st. Stupid contractors. But April and March, I saw a $3,300 per month rent increase with a tenant turnover. So $3,300 increase and a vacant unit where they got their full deposit back. So I'm down that, didn't get the rent. But saw 33. So now the 33, turn that unit May 1st. I'm gonna add this unit here. The richening continues. This high rates makes it hard to buy, right? And so this is the thing. We're trying to get everybody on the property ladder. Mm-hmm. Because when inflation happens, the person who has the assets benefits
Yes. Inflation's a feature, not a bug. I keep screaming that.
We say inflation hurts everybody because, yes, we all eat, we all drive, we all travel, we all watch entertainment, whatever the things are that cost. And if you own the assets, where is the money funneled to? So we're actually, so hate us all you want. We're getting richer because of inflation, but we're trying to drag you along with us. And some of you kicking and screaming to get you to come along.
Yeah. So again, rates are going to stay above 7. To Dion's point, that's happening. They're there now. And I think they're going to be there for months to come. So what does that do? Again, we have evidence. We have evidence over the last 6 weeks that when rates tick below 7, demand goes up. When rates go above 7, they slow down. So, okay, now we're above 7. We're above 7 for months to come. What's going to happen? We're going to see inventory, active listings, whatever you want to call it, that is going to undoubtedly grow. Mm-hmm. Here's the wrinkle. As I've talked about for well over a year and a half now, we have a bifurcated housing market. So don't get it twisted. Just because active inventory goes up, all things aren't equal. It is still my belief that you're going to see active listings grow disproportionately above the median. You are now going to see non-perfect properties below the median longer because you got to pay cash for them. Mm-hmm. But you're still going to see below the median dialed perfect sell crazy. That's just, there's no inventory, plenty of demand. Still going to happen. So, but net, I want to fix the broken housing market. And that doesn't happen with 500,000 active listings. We need 1 million. So how do we get there? 1 week at a time. So I think inventory is going to grow for the foreseeable future. We'll go to Dion first here.
Can you imagine me disagreeing with you?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes. I'm actually afraid of it every time I ask.
I don't think we can boil the ocean and fix the housing market. So when we say things like inventory and supply are off, so prices are going to stay high, rates are going to stay high, it's hard to buy. There are doomers who will go, these guys just want their property prices to stay high because it keeps them rich. We don't have the social influence strong enough to say, Jay Powell, you need to do this with the rates, and he would listen.
Yeah.
What we do have is to find the smaller group of people, that minority mindset of people out there, and say, you can get on the property ladder. It's not going to be easy. It will never be easy to buy. It has never been easy to buy. Everybody would have been buying, and they're not. So it's going to be hard to get on the property ladder. Here's the ways that you can do that might be easier with less risk because of the things that we've learned over the last, you know, for me, decade, for you guys, decades. And we're sharing that information. That's the impact we can have. We can help people get on the property ladder so they can benefit from inflation. We don't have the social impact to change inflation.
No, not at all. Matt, what do you think of that inventory building week by week?
Yep, it's going to build week by week, but where is it going to be? What's it going to be building in? Which asset?
Exactly.
It's going to be building in, you know, way above median houses, luxury houses. I've seen there's one neighborhood around us that is 5 high-end luxury homes. They started about $4 million and they go from 4 million to about 6 million. And I think I want to say there's 5 there and 3 of them are on the market.
Yeah, that's going to be they're all
competing.
Somebody's going to take a haircut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did talk to my broker and I was like, you know, might be time to put some screws to some people after 90 days or 180 days.
Exactly. Yeah. I was talking to Adrian.
Make it go like this, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. But again, you take a $6 million listing and you transact at 3.8. Guess what happens to the median?
Still raises. The challenge though, is that transaction has to happen. That's where I think all of those transactions right now, if you look, almost everything that we have that's transacted has been 10% above median and less.
Correct.
You know, so it's I still think we're in that same problem, especially with those rates hanging at 7 or 8.
Yeah. Well, then let's talk about the last thing. And this is, frankly, we've been talking about this for 2 years. I've been telling people that I want to repeat what Olivia and I did in One Rental at a Time. And if you haven't read the book yet, shame on you. But we sold 8 houses in 1031 into 80 apartments. We sold the houses at the peak,
yeah,
and we 1031 into depressed multifamily. I have been calling for 2 years the likelihood of doing it again. And I think rates staying above 7%, the fact that the Feds like may never, may not cut, shoot, may raise rates is finally going to put the screws to the multifamily owners who have been hoping and praying and burning incense and whatever to Jerome Powell to cut rates because they were just holding on. Mm-hmm. The hot inflation reading just took rate cuts off the table for the foreseeable future. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that just go, I give up. It's too hard. Jay Powell, they're going to blame Jay Powell. And mm-hmm. even though they did a bad deal with bad debt, they're going to blame Powell. LPs are going to lose their ass. But me, as the guy that got prepared for this, I'm going to 1031 out of dozens of homes into multifamily. So that's kind of the last bittersweet pill that I think is going to happen. We'll go back to Matt this time.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, it's been about stabilization for some. It's been about optimization for others. But once you're kind of crossed those T's and dotted those I's, this is why we talk so much about not growing too quickly.
Yeah.
When you grow too quickly, you get thin. When you get thin, you remove options. Correct. And so, you know, I just got a 4-unit under contract, seller financing, 10% down. It's a killer deal. It's a killer deal. And is it a great asset? No, it really isn't. It's kind of a humdrum, who cares? So what asset? But with seller financing, with only 10% down instead of 25% down.
Exactly.
You know, without an adjustable rate, with 30-year fixed rate debt from the seller.
Nice.
You know, now we're talking about, again, those creative deals. But yeah, I think that we're definitely headed down a path where your stacks of cash are going to matter. Because I know 3 out of the 4 banks in my area have stopped lending on two different types of projects. And so now there's only one in town. Guess where their rates are? They're 8.
Yeah.
Of course they are. Because they're
only game in town.
You guys stopped doing it. Yeah. Go sit. Yep. Tell me no. Dare you.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Dion, you're going to have an opportunity. I think you still have a house free and clear. Maybe you do a 1031. Oh, ooh, you have two free and clear. Well, that's right. You have the Burr project. Maybe a 1031 into some big massive units coming your way if you want it.
So I have just Matt was talking. I was thinking of two things I want to talk about. First, that deal that Matt was talking about, we're covering in my members only live stream next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. We're going to go start to finish the market, how you found it, all the way through the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to that. So congratulations on that deal, Matt.
Thanks.
And the second thing is I'm super glad that I'm lazy. Because the knowledge that I've gotten from you, Zuber, and Matt, in the current market, this is the opportunity to 1031 into distressed multifamily and triple the size of my portfolio, mm-hmm. exponentially create more generational wealth, increase my cash flow. I could absolutely do that. I have faith and confidence in my ability. And I'm not.
No chance.
Zero chance it's happening.
It was that flip the switch thing in my mind when I realized what enough was. So I'm taking a pawn off the table for somebody else to be out there and there make those moves, right? Making space for someone else. So if you're in this market, you're learning from the right people. This is the time to do that. Watch when that debt resets. Don't set yourself up in the same situation with the debt that's blowing up in their face. But with the 1031, you have more control to do that. But no, I don't see me doing that. I'm still on the fence. I got the one paid off. This Burr, still not sure if I'm going to do a refinance, pull some money out, that 50% loan. I know Matt's brain breaks every time.
Yeah. If you don't do 50%, I'm going to come beat you.
I spend around $4,000 a month to live my comfortable life doing whatever I want, right? Because I live for free, paid off vehicle. I'm going to travel wherever. If I double that to 8, I'm going to do more fancy things. That means I still have to figure out now. I have to figure out how to spend $15,000 on top of that.
Go to dinner with Beth three times a month.
Right. So, no, I'm not looking to grow because I think I figured out what enough is.
Yeah. And folks, if you haven't had the pleasure of watching Coach Carson talk about enough, I actually released that video on my channel. You can go back and watch it. It was the most meaningful moment to me. At the Vegas event was that one chart that talked about enough. So shout out Coach Carson. Dion, where can people find you?
Right here on YouTube, Dion Talk Financial Freedom, where I do my live streams every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
And Matt, where can they find you?
Lumberjack Landlord on YouTube and Instagram. Daily updates on the Jail Project and live stream Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
Thanks, guys. You're amazing. Thank you for helping me today really feel better about what we're doing. Thanks again.